Thank you for joining the South African Council of Shopping Centres. The subject of this podcast is the South African Quarterly Retail Trading Density Index 2025 Quarter 3 results. This index, produced by MSCI and sponsored by the South African Council of Shopping Centres, provides a valuable quarterly insight to the broader retail community into the performance of the formal retail property sector. Stay tuned as we hand over to Eileen Andrew, the Vice President of Client Coverage at MSCI Real Estate, for a summary of the Retail Trading Index third quarter results for 2025.
Hello and welcome back to the MSCI Trading Density Podcast, proudly brought to you by the SACSC. I'm Eileen Andrew, and today we'll be diving into the Q3 2025 results and what they tell us about the retail landscape as we head into the festive season. MSCI remains the global leader in indexes and analytics, trusted worldwide for its market intelligence and benchmarking solutions. Here in South Africa, the MSCI Trading Index continues to set the standard for retail performance measurement. It spans 152 shopping centres and draws insight from over 25,000 tenants. That's a comprehensive and expanding data set. Our data is sourced directly from shopping centre owners and is rigorously validated using MSCI's global methodology before compiling indexes and benchmarks. This process ensures that the insights I share with you today provide an accurate reflection of current market dynamics. Let's start with the trading density growth, which has been steadily improving, if not spectacular. We kicked off this year with a 3.1% growth in Q1, moved up to 4.1% in Q2, and now we're sitting at 4.6% for Q3. So yes, the trend is positive, and when you factor in inflation at 3.5%, real growth is about 1%. That is definitely progress, if not a game changer. I don't think that's an unexpected result. Let's put 2025 into perspective. This may not have been a brilliant year, but it's also not been one of the toughest years for retail. Certainly not when we compare it to 2020 with COVID, or to the load shedding chaos of 2023, or the inflation spike of 2024. But consumers are still under pressure. Spending has shifted towards essential goods rather than discretionary items. That's a big signal for retailers and landlords. Category performance matters. Three categories have been consistently soft this year: sports and outdoor wear, books, cards and stationery, and jewellery and optometry. These are small in terms of space, but the decline in trading density is worth paying attention to. Tenant affordability remains a hot topic, and for good reason. COVID rental resets and diesel recoveries during load shedding didn't make life easy for tenants. This year, the rent-to-sales ratio has nudged up from 6.7 to 6.8%. That's not huge, but here's the concern. Rental growth has outpaced sales growth, 4.6% versus 4.3%. That's not sustainable long-term. Yes, rental growth is still ahead inflation, which is good for landlords, but unless sales pick up, pushing rentals beyond 4.5% is unrealistic. Those pre-COVID levels of 5-7% rental growth, I think we can forget it, not unless GDP growth picks up significantly and consumer spend goes through the roof. Operating costs are another pressure point, and they're climbing fast, faster than inflation. Occupancy costs jumped 11%, way above inflation, driven by electricity and rates. Recovery ratios for electricity rose to 126%, up from 110% previously. This boosted landlord net income, which grew by 6.7%. But for tenants, this means higher costs. Vacancies tell the story. Overall vacancy eased slightly to 5.3%, but small regional shopping centres are hurting with a vacancy of 7.3%. Other shopping centre types vacancy ranged from 4.3% in super regionals to 3.7% in neighbourhood shopping centres. On that note, let's explore the various shopping centre types and locations. Small regional shopping centres recorded the strongest trading density growth at 7%. However, this figure reflects a degree of survivor bias, as vacancies in these centres have risen above those of other shopping centre types. Super regionals, regionals and community centres all post trading densities in the mid-5% range, while neighbourhood shopping centres lag behind with a growth of just 2.9%. We could also compare shopping centres by location. When we look at suburban shopping centers versus township versus small regionals, the standard outperformer for Q3 was township shopping centers. Their trading density growth was 7%. This was followed by suburban shopping centers and then small town centers. What's driving the strong performance in shopping centers? One word, food. Trading density in food grew by an impressive 8.3%, making it the biggest contributor to the superior growth. I thought I'd mention foot counts for a moment. This isn't everyone's favorite metric, but it's still important to remember. Overall foot count is back to pre-COVID levels, which is encouraging. More interestingly, though, if we compare one month to another, August and September for this year are higher than the same months for 2024, but September was slightly lower than September last year. Those of you who are close to operations know that these swings often come down to holidays, bonus pay cycles, or even marketing events. So it's not always a trend, just sometimes a bit of timing. What about category performance? Food is pulling away from the pack at 6.2% trading density growth, roughly double that of inflation. Health and beauty grew by 4.4%, holding steady from last quarter. Food service slowed a bit to 3.8%, while department stores ticked up to 3.6%. Apparel, well, that's still under pressure, 2.6% growth, the same as it was last quarter. This shift towards essential goods highlights the pressure on discretionary categories like apparel. We've seen this trend now for the last 12 to 18 months. Food growth was particularly strong in super regionals, up 8.6%, and health and beauty also performed well. Apparel did best in community shopping centres at 4.3%, but struggled in small regionals, growing only 1.4%. So what's the takeaway? Trading density is improving, but slowly. Foot counts are stable, food is leading the charge, and apparel continues to feel the squeeze. Tenant affordability remains a balancing act, and operating costs are biting. As we head into the festive season, the big question is, will consumer spend give us a year-end boost? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eileen Andrew, and this has been your Q3 2025 Retail Snapshot. Until next time, stay informed and stay ahead.
Please visit our website, sacsc.co.za, for the latest updates and to download the research report from the members section. We look forward to bringing you our next podcast soon.